The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. Glad you're here with us this morning. We're always going to tackle different topics about finances, and it is a really difficult landscape these days. We have so many things that are happening all at once, and a new year, a new president, and gosh, everything else. Well, I have a new book I want to share with you as well, the concepts of my book. The book's called Life on Your Terms, A GPS Guide to Your Retirement. And life on your terms, what does that mean? Well, it means you dictate what you want to have happen. You know, when you start setting goals and doing the things that you want to do, you decide what you want to do on your terms. Do you want to retire early and do the things you want to do and get paid less than you're making, but enjoying what you're doing? These are some of the questions we challenge our clients that we work with, that it's not always about the money, right? It's about lifestyle. So we really want to, you know, bring home the fact that this book, Life on Your Terms, is just what it means. On your terms, what do you want in life? Now that you work so hard, is this what you want to continue doing? Do you want to do something different? It's really interesting because a lot of times I get asked, can I afford to retire? And you know, there's no one answer to that. Look, there's all these magazines that say you need to save $1 million and you can retire. But what does that mean? I mean, for some people that have pensions, they don't need to have $1 million. If you live in Biloxi, Mississippi, you surely don't need $1 million. So, you know, when you hear some of these kind of catchphrases, cliches, I really worry about that when it comes to financial planning, because I know as a fact, in doing this 28 years, going my 29th year actually, that no one size shoe fits everybody. It's customization. Everyone has a different way of looking at things. Everyone has a different risk tolerance, time horizon. They may have started late in life, so to speak, having kids. There's such a thing. May have started early, so to speak. There's such a thing, having kids. You know, there's so many things that go into it. But can I afford to retire is something that we have a systematic approach. We call it a GPS for retirement, something I trademarked, that we actually have a little questionnaire. You basically fill it out. And it shows you down the road what your expenses are and how those expenses will increase over time due to inflation. We'll talk about that in a minute. And also, well, how do you meet those challenges? How do you meet those expenses? Through Social Security, maybe through a pension, maybe through retirement accounts and so forth. But there's a specific answer to, can I afford to retire? But there's no general blanket statement, I can tell you. And what we do, if you go to MahoneyGPS.com, you get more information about it. But by plugging in a little questionnaire, we can kind of see where you are. When you think about inflation, and that's something that, geez, it's such a weird concept. What is inflation? You know, we really haven't had inflation in our country in a long time. The CPI index right now is around 2%. The PPI is around 2%. But I think the best way to look at inflation is kind of looking backwards. Can you imagine pulling out your bills from 10 years ago and looking at your property tax bill? I bet you wish you were paying that same number now. Why don't you pull out a bill and what you paid for your cable? Or for your cell phone. I remember paying $29.99 for a cell phone back in the day. That's before data charges and all these other things. Now you're up to over $100 a month just in one thing. So that's what inflation looks like. It's nothing you really know or really feel necessarily, but it happens a little bit at a time, much like if you pulled out those bills 10 years ago. So can I afford to retire? Well, one of the pieces of that major question is inflation. Can you keep up with the cost of inflation? If you have a fixed income, you know, how would that affect your lifestyle? And that's something you need to look at. If you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. It's GPS for Your Finances is the name of the show. And today's topic, Life on Your Own Terms. This is a book I just wrote, just freshly came out. And the concepts in here, we hope, you know, to help investors not only think about numbers and betas and all these kind of yucky things, but start thinking more about lifestyle. Think about things like, hey, life on your terms. What is it that you want? And the things that you want to do and you know, with your children or grandchildren, you know, these are lifestyle choices. And the number one question that, you know, I hear from investors, can I afford to retire? Now, a lot of times the answer could be yes. The question is then, are you ready for retirement? Of course, no. Are you really ready for retirement? Some people I know retired only to unretire. They get bored. I've had people say, oh, I love golf. And guess what, Ken? When I retire, that's all I'm going to do is golf. don't know, about 6 months after golf, 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 you may get sick of it after a while and want to do something else. I say that because, you know, all through life, we've been waiting for the next thing, right? In middle school, you say, well, I can't wait to get to high school. In high school, you say, gee, I can't wait to get that car. In high school, you say, oh, I can't wait to get that first boyfriend or girlfriend. Oh, no, no, wait till I get to college. So somewhere along the way, the same mantra continues, and that is, I can't wait till I retire. And then he retired, and I realized what comes next. Forget about the dollars for a second. What's that transition look like? We had a client tell us one time that as much as he likes retirement, he felt like Bill Murray in the movie Groundhog Day. Do you remember that movie? He woke up every day and did the same thing over and over. It was kind of clever because each day he tried to change it because he knew what was happening next. But for someone that's in retirement who really didn't think about after retirement, post-retirement, and what they want to do, what type of things they want to leave behind, what type of challenges they want to face. So for most people, after they retire, it starts a new chapter. Maybe they want to volunteer. Maybe you find yourself giving more to the grandchildren or more towards charity. See, there's that second act that no one really talks about. We're just so consumed with dollars and the media that talks about retirement, we really don't dig in enough and start thinking what that retirement looks like. What type of things and outcomes do we want in retirement? And one thing that we do in our books, we really try to talk about life after retirement and providing things that give you pleasure or also maybe something you're passionate about. What's really kind of cool about retirement, if done correctly, it really should be your second act in life, something that you really enjoy doing. Oh, and by the way, they give you a paycheck. Not the other way around. Like, look, most of the times through work, it's a grind. You do what you got to do, pay the bills, put some money away for retirement. But the second act, if you can afford to retire and you've checked our GPS and our projections and how we do it, or another financial planner maybe show that for you, and you've checked our box that says, yes, I can afford to retire, the next question you have to ask, do you really want to retire? Is that something you want to do? Or do you want to do something else? And that's important because once you start putting that down on paper, what that may look like, and I say on paper, there's been studies that show that by writing your goals on paper, sitting down and mapping that out, there's a greater chance of that happening than just keep it in your head. And I know for myself, you know, setting goals for my children or setting goals for my work and so forth and writing them down and keeping track of them definitely helps you in the long run. So the number one issue we look at is, can I afford to retire? Because there's no blanket answer. There's no dollar amount, as I said earlier, $1 million, $4 million, $300,000. There is no number. I hear that all the time. Ken, how much do you think I need to retire? I don't know. Depends. Depends on a whole bunch of factors. Do you have a pension? How much are your expenses? How much inflation will keep up or go up over time? There's so many variables, it's hard. There's no one answer. However, there are solutions, and that's why I encourage you to visit our website, MahoneyGPS.com, to learn more about our GPS projection. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Glad you're joining us this morning. Life on Your Terms is the title today, is the title of my new book for 2017. And Life on Your Terms, what does that mean? Well, just how it sounds. Thinking well beyond number crunching, thinking about things that you want to do. And because we really have a different changing nature of retirement. You know, I think back a couple generations ago, my grandmother, she worked at Reader's Digest in Pleasantville. And most companies back in the day, I think about utility companies, telecommunications company, company like Reader's Digest, my grandmother worked for, had pensions. And those pensions are definitely disappearing. And it really puts it on us, the employees, to really create our own retirement plan. And that is to use a 401k if you work for a for-profit company, or a 403b if you work for a not-for-profit company. See, things have definitely changed over time, right? So if you work for a school district or a hospital, a municipality, pensions still exist there. But of course, as you know, if you work there, things have changed. They ask you to pay now more towards your health care. So we really have to recognize this changing landscape that the pensions may not be available for us, and that we have to then start putting money away and creating our own pension. Now, I think the easiest way to put money away for retirement, I still believe, is through the company plan. Now, most companies have a 401k plan or 403b plan, and you know, put away, let's say you get paid twice a month, you put a little bit away on each paycheck. Now, right away, that's tax deductible, so that's a head start right off the bat. And how you invest, and we're going to get into that later, but certainly if you're younger, you want to invest more towards growth funds. If you're older, a little bit more conservative. But by putting away a little bit over time, each consistent pay period, you get this, what is called this dollar cost average effect. So when the market's lower, you're accumulating more shares of that particular item. When shares are high and the market's high, well, you pick up fewer shares. That's what kind of dollar cost averaging means. But we also like the idea that through these funds, they're professionally managed. So you're not buying stocks, thankfully, for your retirement. I say thankfully. Look, if you pick the right stock for your retirement, that's great. If it does well and put your way ahead of the game, but God forbid you pick the wrong stock and lose half its value, that really upset. So with mutual funds, you get that diversification. That's really unlikely that you can lose half the value's portfolio by using mutual funds. So when you think about this day and age of retirement, so back in the day, you would retire, let's say it's 60 years old, right? And you had to, because if your life expectancy was 64, you only 4 years of retirement. Now, if you retire at 65 and live to 95, you'll have 30 years in retirement. So it's a big difference. But back in the day, though, when people retired at 60, you know, we were more of a manufacturing society, right? So at age 60, you know, you did a lot of physical things. You're working, your hips, your knees, your back, everything kind of hurt. But also, since you worked in manufacturing, you really didn't have skills that translate to all the type of things. Fast forward now, 2017, we're really more of a service economy. I know we're trying to get manufacturing jobs back in this country, and that's a good thing, but we're a service economy, and there's a positive to that. When you retire at 60 or 65, and if we have skills, let's say we're really good at doing the books, you know, we could work for another company, a smaller company. Let's say we're really good at reporting. Well, we could do that somewhere else also. The skills that we have in a service society translate very well. So what am I saying? Unlike our ancestors, our first generation and second generation, at least in our family as well, you know, we found that once you retired, that was it. There was no such thing as a, you know, second job afterwards. That was it. Here, thankfully, in the service economy, you know, using your noggin, so to speak, there are opportunities to earn income in retirement. Now, I know it sounds like an oxymoron. Wait a second. You just said, wait, you're going to make money in retirement? Yeah, that's kind of what happens. Yeah, that's what's been happening lately. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, Life on Your Terms. That's a new book I just published, available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon for $17.99. If you listen in a little bit, Mike Bennett will tell you how to get the book for free this morning. And we're covering topics here about retirement, because that seems to be on everybody's mind. The concern that we have is that a lot of companies do not offer pensions. So we're going to have to create a pension ourselves. And I think the best way to do that over time is put money away into the company's 401k plan. Hopefully they have a match. That'd be great. If not, you still do it. A 403b plan, in case you work at a, let's say, a hospital or municipality, they won't have a match, but they could take money out a couple times a month. Hopefully it's painless. It comes out tax deductible. It goes in mutual funds, are professionally managed, and over time they do reasonably well. So again, I know it doesn't answer all your questions for retirement, because we have to start thinking about Social Security. And certainly this, unfortunately, there's been some uncertainty about Social Security, whether it's going to be around. I do believe it's going to be around. I take a strong position on that. Lawmakers don't want to really tinker with that too much. Now, look, we may have to pay more taxes into it to make it work longer. We may have to start taking money at a later age. I mean, there's some right now that are turning 66 that are getting full Social Security. There are teenagers now, when they turn get to retirement, their full retirement age won't be the age 70. So I think that's one way of actually help fixing Social Security. I don't want to go into all the details about it, but I do believe if you're planning for retirement, I do believe you can count on Social Security. It may be taxed more, but certainly I do think there's a way to keep it going. That's by increasing taxes. So if you think about like a chair, if you're sitting on right now at home, it has three or four different legs, you know, and that offers quite a bit of support. Can you imagine sitting on a chair with just one leg of that stool, you know, one leg of that chair? Well, it wouldn't be too stable, would it? And that would be, let's say you rely just on Social Security only for retirement. That would not be a safe bet. That wouldn't be stable, just like a one-legged chair. What's nice is to have different legs of the chair, so to speak. One would be a pension if you have. One could maybe be a business interest that you have. Maybe you still get some income from business or real estate investment. One, yes, would be Social Security. One could also be retirement account that you put away, a 401k, a 403b. maybe some savings. But the more legs you have, if you can imagine that, and of course it makes sense, the more stable, the more support that you have in retirement. At the end of the day, you really have to look at your assets and how your assets and liabilities. Now, that's something you probably learned in college and high school. You know, take a look at your assets, look at your liabilities. One day, 2017, beginning of a new year, probably a good time to be doing this, is take out a piece of paper and list all your assets you have. You know, think about personal savings, your investments, your retirement, IRAs, maybe a rental property, your personal residence. If you have like collectibles, I think of like art or stamps or coins, jewelry, maybe what your cards are worth. I think once a year you should be taking a look at that. And after these messages, we're going to go into what you should be doing beginning of each year to kind of start the new year, but also kind of reflect on what went right, what went wrong. We'll be right back after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this morning. Today, we're tackling Life on Your Terms, a new book that I just came out with, and discussing the concepts in the book and maybe give you some good ideas to take action. And just kind of turn over a new leaf. I know this time of the year, people like to get on the treadmill a little bit more. I know the gym I go to is a lot more crowded. I also know it's a time of the year to start maybe low-carb diets, less sugar, all the things you try to do, stay healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you may want to add to the list, you know, take some time and take stock of where you are. I think at least once a year, and I think January is a good time to do that because it's the newness in the air, right? It's kind of a new year and a fresh start. And I was mentioning right before the break that I really think you should list out your assets and liabilities. I know that you're not a corporation, but it's good at least once a year to at least get a handle on what you have. One, to see what you did last year and see if you made some gains. Also, it's also good to have this in a familiar place. God forbid anything happens to you, your loved ones can see this and see where everything is. So I kind of came through a quick list of things that include your assets, such as, you know, savings in a bank, some personal investments, retirement plans, IRAs, your home, rental property if you have that, or vacation home, collectibles. A lot of people have coins and stamps. I have a baseball card collection, so I think most people do have some type of collections. You know, we have some art, jewelry, automobiles. So, you know, these would be your categories for your assets. So I think you should write those categories down, write a number next to it, and then to know what your overall net worth is. Again, there's a minus, right? So that's the liabilities. You may have a mortgage, and most people do have some type of mortgage. You may have a home equity line as well. You may have some car loans. You may have some personal loans. You may have some credit card balances. So you put that as liability, and you add those up, and of course, you take your assets minus liabilities. If you remember this in high school or college, equals what? Owner's equity. In your case, your net worth. And I think that's a good number. Not to get obsessed with that, but you know, at least take stock of it. It's amazing how people have no idea where they are net worth, and they're making any progress or not. And in the following, in the previous year, you know, did you put more money into your retirement account? Is that something that you did? Did they grow? I mean, 2016 was kind of a boring year up until the election, and the last couple of months, the market did very well. Maybe you've seen some gains in your accounts. Did your collectibles go up? I mean, I don't really follow coins and stamps, but maybe something happened there. Did your vacation home go up, or rental property if you have those things? And then you put an estimate of what they are. As far as liabilities, did your mortgage go down a little bit? Did you pay more towards your mortgage and make some extra payments? Did you pay more towards your credit card balance, right? Did you pay down more? Or did you take out more credit? Did that go up? And so it's really good to take a look at, because sometimes we're so busy just running a life, right? Being here for this appointment, going to the doctors, going to the dentist, the foot doctor, you know, it's one thing after another. But I think sometimes we need to take inventory. And in my book, Life on Your Terms, you know, we give you these suggestions so you feel like you're in control of your finances. Even if the numbers don't look as pretty as that you want them to be, it gives you some confidence that you kind of know where you are. And I think the beginning of the new year is a good start. So that's, I would say, there. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS Refinances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney. Today's topic, Life on Your Terms, a book I just wrote, just published here in 2017. And we go through a lot of ideas well beyond just financial. We talk a lot about lifestyle. Now, by the way, in 2017, you can contribute up to $18,000 in your 401k. And if you're over 50 years old, you have a catch-up. That's another $6,000. So that's $24,000. $1,000 a year at maximum you could put away. So that's pretty interesting. So if you have a company you're working for and they match on top of that, that's substantial dollars that are going away for you. One thing I always remind our investors that Albert Einstein was a very bright human being. I think we'll agree that he may have been one of the smartest people that walked the planet Earth. And what's really interesting, he said the eighth wonder of the world is compound interest. And I think that's really true. You know, if you can average, so let's say 6% a year, your money doubles every 12 years. And for somehow, let's say you average 12% a year, your money doubles every 6 years. And by the way, there's something called a rule of 72. You take 72, divide by what you think you can get the interest rate, and that tells you when your number doubles. But it doesn't matter that much. What really does matter, that money can grow almost exponentially over time. And I say that because sometimes I'll come across someone who's, let's say, 65 years old, they're retiring, and they have $800,000 in 401k, some big number, eight with a bunch of zeros and commas. And they say, I can't believe I have this much. And I said, and they say, gee, I just wish I started when I was in my 20s and 30s. I just started in my 40s and I've amassed this much. The reason why that story is important, if you are in your 20s or 30s and you're listening, it's a good time to get started, because so many people I speak to say, I wish I got started sooner. I don't hear anyone saying, gee, I wish I started later, putting money away for retirement. They always say, what? I wish I started earlier. But here's someone who now has $800,000 socked away, and they can average 5% a year. That's $40,000 of income they could draw, almost creating their own pension plus Social Security. You know, they put away a lot of money. But what's really interesting, if they started sooner, that number could have doubled. And that's the power of compounding, much like our friend Albert Einstein said when it said to compound interest. When people start asking, gee, should I retire? Can I retire? One of the first things I ask, forget about the numbers. We get to the numbers, and that's the GPS-free projections. That's up on our website at MahoneyGPS.com. And you can type that in, and it could show you where you are in your GPS, whether you're on course or off course. But there's a lot of factors that go into retirement. If you love what you do, okay, and let's say you could check off the box that your GPS looks great for retirement, that you have enough money, you can live to 95. But if you really enjoy what you do, you don't necessarily have to retire just because that box is checked. Now, if you hate what you do, that's a different thing, or you commute a lot. But one of the biggest factors I talk about with clients when it comes to retirement, aside from the dollars, is your health. Now, God forbid you had a couple of health scares, right? And maybe you won't live to 95. Maybe things have changed and that's not going to happen. Yes, that's something to consider to when to retire or not to retire. If a health problem for you or your spouse has come up, that's definitely something you should be taking a look at and take into consideration. So when it comes to a retirement plan and can I retire and when can I retire, yes, we look at numbers. We look at your assets. We look at your income. We look at how inflation will impact your expenses over time. But on top of that, we do have to look at your health. So health is definitely one of the things that come up quite a bit when it comes to that. Now, as far as healthcare, it's changing. I can't give any recommendations. It's changing as we speak. But I will say, if you're over 65 years old, I know you can apply for Medicare. Make sure, though, the 20% that they do not cover, that you get insurance for that. You can get that through AARP. You get some recommendations. But at 65, you can get the 65 typically. That tends to be the ideal retirement age. Not for everybody, again, based on health, based on wealth, based on a whole bunch of factors, but that's the age most people try to get to because Medicare covers their health care. So there's so many factors for retirement, and there's no one shoe that fits all sizes, right? So what you need to do is do some work. This is a time of year to do it. Let MahoneyGPS.com be a resource if that helps you. Otherwise, there's so many different resources out there. But take control this year. Take a look at your financial health. Well, for Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, I'm glad you tuned in, and hope again you can join us next Sunday.
You've been listening to a GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.